Do you know what throwing 84,000 passing yards, 624 touchdowns, and leading a league with passing yards, touchdowns in a 2021 season, you know what that pays in your bank account? Just over $300 million. You know what pays more than that? When the Murdochs and Fox decide to give you $317 million to be their color guy. And that is the big news that has taken by storm the sports media landscape. And more importantly, has made us jaded that we don't get paid enough here on the Sports Cubicle. It's Paul Shivari. It's Devin Tingle. It's Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado. Yeah, the big story that when Tom Brady decides to retire at 52 years old, he has a home with Fox, and this is something that I think all of us nerds in the ecosystem of sports love talking about. It's the booth. You know, that opening weekend, the schedule came out. We talked about it here on the show already, how excited we are for the Raiders, for the Bears here locally, and just in general, some of the key matchups that we're going to see on primetime. But the thing that's going to be different is these booths. But we're not even going to get a lot of Burkhardt and Greg Olsen, because as soon as Tom Brady decides that he wants to call it a day, he's going to be in the main booth for Fox, and it's going to be a role where he's going to be talking to the guys at NASCAR and the sponsors over at Pepsi. But when you guys saw this deal and then saw your paychecks, what did you think, Paulie, when you saw Tom Brady sign this crazy deal, still saying we got unfinished business over in the Buccaneer country in Tampa Bay, but that he's got his new venture outside of football all figured out?
You know, it reminded me of how Drew Brees had the NBC gig locked up before he retired. It also reminded me of, you know, during Peyton Manning and Tom Brady's careers, I looked at both of those guys and I said, anyone that scoops those guys up for their broadcast or their network, that's going to be a cash cow right there. And you see already how ESPN has the Manning brothers and how they've utilized both of them with some great quality programming and the non-traditional broadcast that they both do. But Tom Brady's I don't want to say he's a corporate man, but he's a little more traditional, and I think he's going to fit. I think having him in that lead chair is going to do wonders for Fox, especially with the departure of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. As much as people want to talk about how much they don't like Joe Buck, he brings in the dollars. He's always there for the big events. He's not going away. So you got to replace him somehow. And Greg Olsen's great. He's a great analyst, but at the same time, I don't think he brings the pizzazz that a Tony Romo brings behind the microphone, or what a Peyton Manning brings behind a microphone, or even what John Madden brought behind a microphone, even though he wasn't a former quarterback. But I think having that insight and having that personality, and I think what a lot of people don't know is that Tom Brady would do Westwood One's Super Bowl broadcasts on the radio when he wasn't playing in the game. He would be the one doing a pregame and a halftime check-in, kind of give his thoughts on the matchup and what he's seen so far. So he's no stranger to broadcasting and being a personality in the media landscape. And he's no stranger to analyzing a football game. And of course, we know he knows how to run a great system. He's one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks, if not the all-time greatest quarterback. So wouldn't you want to have that insight behind the microphone? And I know $300 million seems like a lot of money, but I think if we pared it down to what that would have been in 1990 or 1970, it would have been a little bit more realistic. Because I think, you know, as time goes on, especially in this current day and age of inflation, I think numbers are going to look a little bit larger than what they should be. But this guy's worth every penny to have him behind a microphone.
Yeah, you can't pay for that pedigree. There was nobody who's ever going to retire, who's ever going to come out of retirement. There's nobody in existence that can bring that cachet that Tom Brady can. And that is what Fox deemed him worthy for all that money. But Dev, you're not wearing the jersey of all days, but we know your infinity of Tom Brady. Heck, who doesn't when it comes to the GOATs of the National Football League? Big time deal. Tampa Bay still looks like a team that can compete. This whole story, it breaking. What did you think about Tom Brady? Now we know his future, but we also know what he's going to be doing this season. What did you think about TB12 giving us a hint on what's going to be next in his life?
Well, it's a matter of if it's going to be the next 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years when this finally kicks off here. I mean, very much, this isn't much of a surprise. You guys have both named, you know, former players in the NFL that now do announcing, commentating, you know, spectating, all like that. So it totally makes sense. I feel like this is a perfect fit. Yeah, Tom Brady is probably the greatest football player of all time. It makes the most sense. I mean, he could retire tomorrow and have more money than we'll ever have in our entire lives just in this moment. He probably spends more a year than we make in a year. But definitely, it feels like it's a good fit here. You know, we'll definitely see, and, you know, as Paul said, he's done some, you know, pregame stuff with Westwood One here. I mean, when you really talk about guys that know the game, I mean, Tom Brady knows this game inside and outside. He's probably, I think he's got the highest winning percentage of any quarterback, if my memory serves me right. It's definitely just, it feels like it's a good fit. It makes the most sense here. And, you know, maybe one day we'll get lucky and our boss, Mark, will be like, here's some Tom Brady dollars, bro. And it'll literally be like pictures of Tom Brady on money that he prints out. But I'm going to close up with this one. Mr. Tom Brady, if you're listening right now, and I know you do, you probably listen to the podcast. If you ever want to come be a guest host on the Sports Cubicle and, you know, maybe even share some of that big money, get a little bit of preview, you know, before you make it big time, Tom. Before Tom Brady makes it big time. Let that one sink in. Tom Brady, more than welcome to join us on the Sports Cubicle anytime, anywhere, my friend.
Yeah, kid, come on. You know, you're a rookie in this industry. You know what's funny? You know who has to be really upset? The upper management at ESPN. So John Skipper, who's no longer the head guy of ESPN, he works with Dan Le Batard now, has created that whole thing with DraftKings. And the one thing that he mentioned is they're not going to make any extra money with Tom Brady as their head figure now, right? Like, they didn't make money with Troy Aikman. CBS doesn't make money with Tony Romo. What it is cachet. It makes it big time. It makes you seem big time when you have a booth like that. That's why we didn't take Monday Night Football so serious. Even if you had an amazing game in Mexico City between two teams that were going to be Super Bowl contenders, it didn't matter because the booth never matched the moment. Now that's not the case for Fox. Now Fox is like, all right, bye Troy, bye Joe. This is what we have now to offer. And I wonder how upset ESPN is, because you have the Man in the Arena podcast. They invested so much money with Tom Brady. Do you think, and we can end this segment on a little bit of speculation, open up your third eye since Doctor Strange is in the theaters right now. Yes or no? Is ESPN feel a little jobbed out that this happened? Do you think they regret what they ended up doing? Do you think Amazon, Jeff Bezos is like, wait a minute, he was available this whole time? What do you guys think about kind of the workings behind the scenes, us radio nerds, us media geeks? Paulie, how mad is ESPN and Amazon?
I think Amazon probably upset. I mean, Al Michaels has got to be at the end of the road pretty soon in his broadcast career. He's over 70 something years old, not to be a total ageist about it, but ESPN's got to be happy. They have Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, which is a winning combo on Fox for 20 years. They also have Peyton Manning and his brother goofing off on the other channel. They're fine. They're going to be all right. And then probably in halftime, they're going to have Chris Berman pulled out of retirement to go,
The Raiders.
Swami says.
Dev, so you see this big deal. Do you think ESPN is upset? Do you think Jeff Bezos feel like he didn't have a seat at the table? Do you think Tom Brady is just the evil genius he really is?
Is Jeff Bezos ever upset? Jeff Bezos could take a scab off Tom Brady's back and clone him with the kind of money he has. He would not be. He's not upset. He doesn't give two you-know-whats. He can get someone else just as good, if not better here. You know, Tom Brady's the, you know, they're trying to get the younger crowd. And, you know, whether you love him or hate him, Tom Brady appeals to that younger crowd mostly because he played recently here. And again, as we know in the media industry here, how often is someone who already has a job tapped from another place to come and work here? That's why I work part-time nights at another radio station, because they don't want to make me full-time. They brought in some guy from California. Nice guy. Just met him for the first time today. That's beside the point here. But again, you know, they might be kicking themselves a little bit, but let's be real here, guys. Would you have, if I were to say, hey, Tom Brady, he's going to be playing for the Bucks, but also he's going to sign a contract, do some commentary at Fox when he's done retiring. Would you believe me right now? Maybe. Probably not.
Nope.
Mercado's shaking his head.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But yeah, they can kick themselves, but at the same time, you know, I think Fox just, you know, decided to take that jump. Like, hey, let's tap him on the shoulder and just see if he'd be interested. You know, that like sort of, you know, like that little nudge just in case. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. Well, I think it's funny because you know who might have dodged a bullet out of all this? CBS, when Jay Cutler decided to go back to Miami. But more importantly, what is...
Wasn't he supposed to be Fox, Jay Cutler?
Was it Fox? Okay, so yeah. Dodged a bullet. Thank you to the Miami Dolphins, as always. But more importantly, yeah, we want to know your thoughts. Let us know on Twitter. Tom Brady, do you think he's going to be a good announcer? Do you think Fox overpaid? Do you think you can't pay enough to have somebody of that level? It's like having Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Make sure you guys let us know. It's the one, it's the only, it's Paul Shivari. It's the genius, Devin Tingle. It's the marvelous one, Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado.
Does that mean Brady's going to have to make appearances on Fox News just to represent the network?